granted, it's very encouraging to see that there's over a kilometre of that really bad stretch getting done in Derry Connor. But my concern is that, that the Bumbeg to Coscleggie project that was, to my understanding, was to go ahead next year in 2020 has now been delayed because they shifted the money to Derry Connor. I've been in steady contact with Irish Water looking for a response to my question, and Irish Water to date has not. I find it very difficult to understand why they're not responding. Are they trying to hide something and not to tell the public? The Irish Water are employed by the taxpayers and they should be more open about their business. We have an extremely hard-working staff within the council who accept them. The water infrastructure wouldn't be able to flow as much as it does, given that there's outages on a regular basis, a very patient community. But it's not good enough that we have a water infrastructure that is absolutely crumbling. Now, I do appreciate that for generations, that successive governments have failed to properly invest into our infrastructure because they were too busy squandering money on other things. But it's really important now that the government comes up trumps and puts in the proper infrastructure that is needed to make sure that people have regular clean water.
What reason has arose for you to believe that the money has been sourced from this other project?
Well, it's just that my understanding that the Bumbeg to Coscleggie was on the calendar to get done for next year, and my understanding, and this is where I'm looking for clarification, is that that money has been moved. We have another situation there where we as a council had planned for 2020 to put in a new road surface down Portachorin, which is badly needed because the way it is now with all the bursts, it's like the 40 shades of grey going down that road, and Irish Water has left that road in an unacceptable state, and I've again have been asking for a response to what they're going to do with the road that's there and how it's very uneven now and patches all over the place. But unfortunately, they still haven't come back with a response to that either. And again, it's not always the case, but some of the questions that we've been asking as public representatives aren't getting answered. Irish Water are really difficult to engage with at times. The public don't get to meet them. We don't always get to meet them when they're supposed to be in Lifford, because sometimes they're not just there. We've been consistently asking them to come to MD meetings. They've refused to date to come to MD meetings, and that's not good enough. At the end of the day, we're all here to work in the interest of the community, and the public must have access to all of us who are working for their best interest.